Every country has their festivals, and I'm a little bit surprised that Kevin hasn't come with his Welsh rugby jersey to just show us something. They are days of celebration. So later on this month, the people in Zambia will be celebrating independence, October the 24th. So you have these special festivals, and as families, we have special times of celebration, birthdays, anniversaries, special events, and they are times to be joyful and to give thanks to God. And as Christians, we have special festivals. And all these festivals say something about God, that it's God who made this wonderful world in which we live. And so we want to give thanks to him. And so at Christmas, we remember that God came into our world. That's what we celebrate. God so loved the world that he came into the world, and he became one of us. At Easter, we celebrate that God died and rose again to save us. He loved us so much that he was willing to die for us. So we celebrate Easter. At Pentecost, we celebrate that God comes to live in us. He wants us to have the power we need to live in the right way every day. And so he came to live in us, and we celebrate Pentecost. And then today, harvest, we celebrate that God is a very generous provider. He showers us with many, many gifts. He is very generous towards us. And so we celebrate. We say thank you. We're joyful. So I want to just think about three things. First of all, this is a beautiful world we live in. Secondly, it's a fertile world. And thirdly, it's a suffering world. First of all, a beautiful world. At the beginning of the Bible, we read how God created. And at the end of Genesis 1, we read Genesis 1:31, God saw all that he had made, and it was very good. All his creation was very good. He looked at the skies and the plants and human beings, and he said, "This is wonderful. This is good." The psalmist reminds us, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it." And we've sung that. He also says, "The heavens declare the glory of God." This is God's world, and he made it very beautiful. If you want to just get a picture of how wonderful our world is, just read Job 38 to 41. And there, God gives a special sermon to Job. And he says, "Let me tell you, Job, about the world that I've created." And you get a wonderful picture of the amazing world that we live in. So this is a beautiful world. Let's look around and enjoy it. The colors of autumn are here. The different seasons that we have through the year are wonderful. Each season is very special. Even the winter is special. When you look at the trees and all the leaves have fallen, and you just see a tree silhouetted against the sky. It's beautiful. So let's enjoy God's creation and give thanks to God. Secondly, it's a fertile world. And Tony read to us Deuteronomy 16, where they celebrated the harvest. And God had been good to them, and they had much to enjoy. For 7 days they celebrated the harvest. God had given them so much, and they were joyful. Well, that's what we should do. Be joyful. Be thankful. Enjoy the food that God provides. It's a fertile world. In fact, there is enough in the world to feed everyone. It's just that we don't look after all that we produce, and it goes to waste, much of it. But there is enough to feed everyone. Thirdly, it's a suffering world. Things have gone wrong in our world. God made it very beautiful, but things have gone wrong. And we see that all around us. We see poverty and disease. We see war and disasters. And God always is concerned about those who are struggling, those who are poor. And that's why in Leviticus 23 and 22, he said, "When you gather your harvest, don't forget the poor. When you reap the harvest of your land, do not reap to the very edges of your field or gather the gleanings of your harvest. Leave them for the poor and the alien. I am the Lord, your God." Remember those who don't have as much as you have. And that's what we're doing today. We've gone to schools where there are toilet blocks. And we want to help those where there are no toilet blocks. We want to remember the poor. So at the same time as we're celebrating, we're joyful, we want to help those who are needy. Maybe some of you saw a television program about 10 days ago called Don't Panic, How to End Poverty in 15 Years. You can get it on BBC iPlayer. It was a lecture given by Hans Rosling, a Swede. What's interesting is that my brother worked with him for 4 years in international health in Sweden. And he describes himself as a faltering atheist. And one of the things he did was he's traveled around Africa. He worked for a while in Mozambique. And he met a Swedish nurse in South Sudan, living in a very dangerous area, doing a wonderful work, unnoticed by other people. And he was so impressed by her that he recommended she receive a medal from the King of Sweden. And he said, "This is unbelievable. Here I am, an atheist, and I'm also a Republican, and I'm recommending this Christian nurse to the King to receive a medal." Now, he couldn't go, so my brother went in his stead. But we can do something about it. And so the United Nations has said, it set the target, 2030, to end world poverty. It's possible. And we're just contributing a little bit to that today. The Bible begins with God creating a beautiful world. In the middle part of it, God is working to restore his world. And at the end of it, he's finished his work of restoration, and there's the new creation. That's the wonderful story of the Bible. Well, the harvest festival helps us to do a number of things. First of all, to think about God's good gifts to us. This is just a small representation of God's good gifts to us. Let's be thankful. Every day we should wake up and give thanks to God for the gifts he gives to us. Let's rejoice. And let's be generous to those who are in need. Let's refocus our lives. This festival reminds us we need God. We can't produce the food. We can sow, we can do all sorts of things, but it's God who causes the growth. We need God. We're totally dependent on him. And this festival also renews our trust in God for the future. You've been with us in the past. You've given us what we need in the past. Now, as we look to the future, we can trust you. You're big enough. You love us. You can provide what we need. So let's rejoice today.